Okay, we're on page Kuf Samach Dalet in the Sefer Bilvavi, Volume 2. And we're slowly plowing our way through the five levels of fear of Hashem. And yesterday we were discussing the first level in depth of Yiras HaOnesh, the fear of punishment, and the two types of punishment, the punishment of Gehenim and the punishment of Yisurim, of suffering. And we discussed the difficulty of being able to visualize the fear of punishment in Gehenim, because it's not something we can see. Things that we can touch and feel are easier to appreciate, the damage. Things that aren't are much more difficult. And being able to project in the future is more of a neshama type of activity. Being able to feel the here and now is more of a body-like activity. And therefore, that is what the challenge is. Now, and therefore he said, there were those two camps, the one camp who said, you know, let's just skip it, we're never going to get it. And the other camp that says, let's just work on it, and they work on it all their lives. And the tzaddik says, you can't really skip it, because you do need to have it at times. Like we said last night in the shir, we said that, you know, there are times when a person does an avera, and the Gemara says, person only sins if a ruach shtus comes over them. A spirit of silliness, of foolishness, of craziness comes over the person. So if a person is crazy, you can't deal with them, you can't reason with them. And when you're crazy, you're going to sin, and nothing's going to stop you. So what is going to stop you? And therefore, you have to have, as we ended off yesterday, in your arsenal of weapons, Yiras HaOnesh, that you can pull out and use to stop you from doing this. And that's where he's in the middle of this idea, in the third line on page Kuf Samach Dalet. Memela, consequently, Kishadam Nimsa Bisman Shal Katnus Moichin Gemura, when a person finds himself in a time that's mystically called total smallness of the brain, okay, that's what's mean, total small, that's little words, total smallness of the brain, okay, your mochin, your brain, that's supposed to tell you between right and wrong, it's at a very small period of time. Okay, so where reason won't work. So HaKoach HaYochid SheYaniya Oso Mila'av Ravera Hu Yiras HaOnesh. So the unique power that will move the person from away from transgressing the sin, that is the fear of punishment. HaPachad Midina Shel Gehenim. The fear of the punishment of Gehenim. Now, Dover Zeh Nitan Liros B'chush Gam B'nyonim Osev. The truth is, this concept, we can appreciate a similar concept to this in the physical world, in this world. Meaning to say, L'pamim Adam Oyev, Mutosh. There's a guy, he's dead tired. Vein L'koch L'asover. He doesn't have a strength to do anything. Put in a long day, a long 20-hour day. Now you're coming home and the bed looks really good and you just have enough koch to crawl into bed. Okay, and let's say you are, you know, it was a tough day because you were one of the brokers for Merrill Lynch yesterday. Okay? Oh, Lehman Brothers. Yeah, Lehman Brothers. Well, not that great for Merrill Lynch either, but anyway. It's a tough day. And then, you know, they tell you, you get a call. Yarmulol, they say to you, Shabev Sharusol Arviach Kesar Bekesav. You have a chance to make a lot of money right now. There's a call, there's a client, whatever, somebody. And really, you're going to get a lot of money now. So Yomer, he's going to say, Ein li koyach, I don't got any strength, I'm tired, I'll call him tomorrow. No, tomorrow will be too late. It doesn't matter, I'm tired, I put in a full day, it's enough. Yomer lo, or they say to him, listen, Shim yasa masa mesuyim yichabdeo kavod rav. They say, you know, right now, you have an opportunity to do a very nice thing. And I'll let you know, by the way, if you do it, you're going to get a lot of covet for this man. I mean, as much covet as you ever wanted in your life. So he's going to say, again, I'm tired. I'm not able to do it. I'm really sorry. They said, listen, buddy, there's a fire raging in the room next door. And you're going to be toast in about 12 minutes. He's not going to say he's too tired to get out of the house. He's not going to get out of this by saying, I ain't got the koyach to leave. He's just going to get up and run. Right? So now why? Madua, why is that? The answer is, Because when there is a time when the person's intellect is working and you can think really well, when you've got the life beat inside of you, well, then koach bikush hakavod chayoser, then the desire to live for honor lives stronger too, right? You know, and then you're able to hear the language of the neshama. Remember, even wanting koach is a neshama type of language, right? So when you're sharp, your mind is working good, you're alert, you feel alive from the brain. Covet is something you can understand. But when the forces of the body are controlling you, especially when you're tired, that's when the forces of the bodies are really strong. So now, you know, you can't use neshama language to a dead, tired body. So the only point that will wake you up, lasos mice, to do something, to something on avera, is the fear of punishment. To run from the fire. Okay, that's the critical point. It's what is operating better for you at this point in time. Either your intellect is strong at this moment, or the body is strong. And depending on which one is stronger, that's the one you got to talk to. Right. So when the intellect is strong, you could talk about responsibility. You could talk about future profits. You could talk about honor. You could talk about all deferred gratifications, which is all a type. Shades of spiritual talk, right? But when the body is strong, it doesn't hear this language. The only language it knows is body language. So therefore, v'zman she'adam nimtza b'briris hadas, when a person's in a point of clarity of mind, v'meili yesh lo shleimus shel bikush HaKadosh Baruch Hu machmas hakavod, so then there's the perfection to a certain degree of searching out Hashem for honor. Good. Avol v'zman hayah shiflus, but in the times of when you're low, HaKoach HaYechidi Shechol Imnoso Mehizdar Derus Huyuras Onesh. The only power that can prevent the person from deterioration is the fear of punishment. Okay, therefore, Imodah Medalig Al Shalav Zeh, if a person skips over this step, Hu Ma'abed Is Koach HaShmira Minachet, he is losing the only power he has to control him from sinning. V'zoi Sakona Gedola Mod Avaro. And that is a great Sakona for the person. So therefore, we can't get away from Yiras Ha'ainish. We can't avoid it. You just can't avoid it. You can't say, well, it doesn't pay. It's going to be too depressing for you. You have to find a way to get to it. You know, even the great Hasidic masters, Rav Levi Yitzchak of Berdichev, the Oy of Yisrael, Rabbi Nachman, all of them, you know, they would also speak strongly about Yiras HaOnesh, about fear of punishment. You know, it's interesting how the conservative movement has embraced Hasidic masters. They've embraced them because they embrace the love aspect of Hasidus. They only quote half of the things that Hasidic Rebbe say. You know, how Hashem loves us and how every little thing you do helps. You know, you could... And all the conservatives are Hasidic. What do you want? We're going back to traditional Judaism. As Rabbi Nachman says, you know, should always be besimcha, should always be happy, right? It's a one-sided Hasidism. You know, mitzvah lios besimcha tamid, should always be happy, so we now therefore go to the shul's bingo night, you know, to fill Rabbi Nachman's words, and no matter how bad you are, the littlest thing you do is great, right? Which are all true, but you know, you can't look at it one-sided. There is a thing, man, even Rabbi Nachman believes you're gonna burn in hell if you don't do Jew. You know, and they would say that too, in their writings. Okay, they emphasize other things more, but there has to be a balance to the approach that's going on over there, right? So, you know, embracing one part of Hasidus and ignoring the other part of Hasidus, no matter what you do, you're always okay. Whatever you do, everything's okay. Yeah, Rebbe will tell you that when you're at the bottom and you feel there's no hope and you're not going to get anywhere and I'm a loser and I'm a this. All right, so there's a time to pick up the person. You got to pick them up. But you got to realize it just can't embrace this part. I could be a rush all my life and Hashem always loves me. and we can, you know, pick and choose. Can't do that. So just like they picked and choose in Torah, they picked and choose in Chassidus. You look at some conservative websites to see that the sermon of the rabbi, and they'll always, they have to throw in a Hasidic rabbi, because then, we're very traditional, see, even more than the Orthodox, right? Or what people do with the Rambam, right? The same with the Rambam. They take the Rambam, he was the rationalist, he was the scientist, he was only things that made sense to him. The Rambam also says there's Gehenna and you'll burn in hell, you know, if you're a Russia. Straight out he says it. You know, he was a modern thinker, you know. Halavai. And the Rambam makes everybody here looks like a modern thinker, right? They'll take only parts of the Rambam, and they conveniently forget all the other parts of the Rambam and say, no, according to our understanding, Maimonides, the rationalist, would never accept these crazy ideas of Hasidus or other, you know, you can't take it one side. So therefore, you've got to have this aspect of the Yiras HaOnish as well. You know, they tell a story, a Paritz, one of the local land barons, you know, the Polish bums, or Ukrainian bums, who had wealth. Anyway, this guy went to the Baal Shem Tov for help. Must have really been desperate if he went to the Baal Shem Tov for help. And, you know, he says, you know, his life is terrible and he's sick and he's got this problem and that problem and all these, you know, his life is terrible. So, Rabbi, maybe you can give me some advice. So the Baal Shem Tov told him it's very simple. You just have to change your lifestyle of running after every tithe you have in the world. You know, you run after every lady, you run after every bottle of beer. You know, okay, you have a terrible lifestyle. You got to get out of your tithes. So the Paritz said, I can't stop. It's not possible for me to control myself. And then the Paritz asked the Baal Shem Tov the following question. Let me ask you, Rabbi, how are you able to control your taiva? You must have taivas. You must have urges. How do you control them? So the Baal Shem Tov answered to him, very interesting answers. Listen, you know, I'm already an old man, and it's not a problem for me. I'm beyond that age, you know. It's the pre-Viagra era, so, you know, when you're at that age, it's Baruch Hashem, it's not a problem. So Rav Baruch of Mezhibush, his grandson, right, was there when he saw the conversation. He's quite taken aback by the answer that the Baal Shem Tov gave him. The answer kind of says, you know, you're talking right. I'm a big Baal Taiva too, and in my heyday I had problems and I couldn't control it. The answer didn't seem like a very emistic answer. So he said, why did you give him such an answer? So the Baal Shem Tov said an amazing answer. He says, do you think I can explain to a goy what a yid is? You understand? A yid can overcome his taivas. A goy can't begin to understand what it means to have a neshama, to begin to understand the language of the neshama. I'm going to start explaining to him there's an idea of Yiras HaOnish, and I'm able to visualize this, and I'm able to get in contact with my neshama, because since I have the neshama, I can feel and appreciate this. Go start explaining this to a drunken poritz. A goy can't chop this. So that was the answer. So as Rav Baruch would say over these stories, so years later, Rav Baruch would tell his chassidim, he said, over the years, I've come to understand that even a yid can't explain to a yid what a yid is. And then he said, and now I know that I can't even explain myself what I am. That's what he said. Definitely the conservative rabbi would not quote this kind of a story. Yeah, you know, but he said, but I know I have such koiches. I've got the ability, right? So, in other words, you know, the real depth of what a yid is, even a yid doesn't know. That's what he's saying. Really, we don't know the real power of our neshamas. The real power, we're only going to know after we die. Okay, we get some idea. Certainly, Rav Baruch understood, you know, what a yid is on his level, but he knew that. He still doesn't get the full depth of what a yid is, right? But what's the point? We see that a goy can't even understand the language of the goof. That was the point of the story is, a goy can't understand the language of a goof. Can only understand it. But a yid should be able to. And that's the hard part over here. And that's what our avoid is, and hopefully, you know, we can accomplish it. Anyway, so this is the one side of the coin. That we can't abandon Yiras Einish. It has to be part of our repertoire. At the bottom of the page. Minyaget, on the other hand, but those who have emphasized the attribute of the fear of punishment, and they really pushed it. Why? And they're doing it because we don't want that danger to ever happen, that you're going to fall into an avera. So they get the opposite problem. Moving on to the next page. Since acquiring this fear of punishment is one of the hardest things to acquire, they would have to work on this for extended periods of times. And even after all that work, they didn't get further. They didn't really get to those goals of Yiras Onesh, as evidenced by the fact that people were still doing Averis. And after still doing Averis, finally, people would give up and just, you know, as they say, go through the frum motions with all its inconsistencies of life and not really being Ovdei Hashem. Yeshem Anashim Sha'ovdu al Nukudasu Shonash Nasayim Eser Esrim Vavshalosh Yishon. There are people who would work on this one point a year or two or 10 or 20 or 30. V'chol Hashem Nishiru Ach Barak B'davar Echad Yiras Onesh. And they'd still be holding, trying to get to this Yiras Onesh. So the other hand, you know, and so those are the two sides of the coin. Nimtzeva comes out. Both paths are paths of danger. The path of skipping it, and we move ahead, so that when are you going to use it? When you need it. And the ones that are working on it forever, they seem to never get past it. So there's got to be a happy way out of this problem. So the tzaddik is going to attempt now, in the next couple pages, to give you the way to get it. Okay. So again, we're going to read it, and you know, going to think about it, and we got to do exercises to get it. But he tries to give you a happy medium between these two positions, and that's the next subcategory. It's called Efshorius HaAvoda Shel Yiras Onesh, the possibility of serving Hashem in this attribute of fear of punishment. Kayemis trufa misyemis kudazu. There is a type of trufa, a medicine, certain type of treatment that we can use for this point. Achsu ain't a trufa mushlamis, and I'll tell you right now, it's not a perfect treatment either. No, he doesn't have the chutzpah to say, great rabbis have tried this, and they're dealing with, I got an answer, and don't worry, 5 minutes and it's all taken care of. He's not going to admit that. He says, it's not perfect, but it's the best we can do, as it were. And it's really intended only for a guy who's got a weak mind. And he doesn't have the strength of visualization, as we talked about yesterday, to be able to work on the fear of punishment in a simple way. In other words, again, he says the best way is to work on the faculty of visualization. That is the way. But he says, and there are people who can, there are some. But as a general rule, the generation is weak in this area. Very weak in this area. So okay. But that would be the best way. And will be the best way. Hainu kriyas v'iyun b'sfarim reishis chachma meseches gehenim. Look in the sefer reishis chachma. Not the reader of Aleph Bey's reishis chachma. The other reishis chachma. The thick book. And there's a section there called meseches gehenim. Tractate gehenim. Meseches Chibur Hakever, Chibur Hakever, the Masechta dealing with, you know, what happens to you when you're in the grave and how the worms eat you up and all the things that happen over there. V'chein Yira Miyasode, Miyasur El Mazeh, and also look in the part of suffering in this world. There's all kinds of graphic descriptions as to what's going on in all kinds of mystical terms. The fear, the screaming, the yelling, the everything, that's there. Baruch Hashem, it's not translated in English, so most people aren't going to read it anymore. Right? I don't remember his name. It's an old sefer. It's not modern. It's hundreds of years old. It's terrifying. It's terrifying. You know, better not to read it. He's saying, unless you can visualize, what are you going to read it for? It's going to get you depressed. So, but that would be the best way. You know, you read it and then visualize it and work on it, and there it is. Read it once a month, you know, picture it, that'll be the best thing. But we can't do it. So, I'll try to explain to you the depth of fear of punishment in a true form for us. Everybody will try to get what they can as much as you get out of this one. Okay. Here we go. Yesh nabitui amuk ba'od shomor namashkiach Rabbi Yecheskel Levenstein Zatzal. There is a deep saying from the Mashkiach Rabbi Yecheskel Levenstein, who was quoted earlier in this Sefer. It's interesting, by the way, Rabbi Yecheskel, why he was the one that was able to gravitate to what Rabbi Yerucham Levavis would say. Remember when he was in Radin? Remember we talked about that. Anyway, Rabbi Yecheskel Levenstein was born into a Hasidic home in the city of Vorka. Rabbi Yitzchak Vorka was the Rebbe. So he was born into such a home until he went to Kelm to learn. You know, he had to go somewhere to learn Torah, to learn Gemara. He went to Kelm, and then he learned Musar over there. So it's an interesting blend of Hasidus and Musar together. So you have these crossover tzaddikim are like unbelievable. It's not like they're just in one world, they're in both worlds. So those are really like exceptional people that got the best of both worlds. Anyway, so let's go. There is an expression, a saying he had, Shekeshiyorim Lamko, when you get to the depths of it, we can understand how we can get close to Hashem through this aspect of learning to fear the punishments he can give us. Now he's going to explain to us the catch 22 in this whole area. The source of the problem, who are going on the path of fear of punishment alone, this is the problem. He says at times when we work on visualizing or working on Gehenna and this stuff, we totally forget one important player in the whole picture, and that's Hashem. And we cling to the fright itself of the punishment. We focus on the fright and the fear, and we forget all about Hashem. They begin with this thought. With that, they finish it as well. In other words, he's trying to tell us, you know, the problem is, you know, if you just think about burning in hell, that's not a very desirable thing, A. And in general, we have to understand, you know, as we said, our bodies, you know, just as much as our bodies recoil from the fire, right? But our bodies recoil from wanting even to know about that there's a fire. You know, like Lamashal. Person's not feeling so well. Somebody said, you know, you really should see a doctor. You know, now logically, you should go see a doctor. You know, he should check it out. And a person, you know, I don't want to. Now, it's going to be a shtick of laziness in it. But the deeper psychological reason is they're afraid if they go to the doctor, the doctor will tell them what the real problem is. So they'd rather live naively, even knowing that if you go now and you catch it early, it could help you. But they'd rather not deal with it. There's too much fear of this imminent, you know, why should I look into things? Right now I feel okay. You know, I can live with this the way it is. It's fine. Why do I need them to tell me things are worse? Right? So just like you have that kind of idea, you know, I don't want to read about Gehenna because all of it is a turnoff. It's bad news. Now, the problem why it's bad news is because, what are you talking about? Burning, suffering, screaming, yelling, this and that. But you're leaving one of the most important concepts of Gehenna out, which you have to have, Hashem. That's the thing. Now, same thing with the doctor. If you would say, you know, the bottom line is you want to be healthy, right? And that's the bottom line. And that's what we're trying to accomplish. We're not want to take you through agonizing tests. We don't want to take you through terrible therapies and this and that. We only want one thing. We want you to be healthy. But don't you want to be healthy? If you'd focus on that part, on the good feeling of being healthy, you know, then you can go through the pain of, you know, have to get an exam and if there's treatments and this and that. But the problem is everybody just thinks the treatments and the pain and the suffering. So no, I know one thing, if I don't see the doctor, it's not going to happen. That's all. Unfortunately, it could, chas v'shalom. So God, you get him to check. So you want to be healthy? Look, you have a wife and kids. And you just want vacation. Don't you want to be able to enjoy them again and this and that? And focus on that aspect. You have a better chance. So that's what he's going to say over here as well. Murder Mashiach Zatzal, Bolivar, Ketzadam, Tzorach, Lavodas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yiras HaOinish. He explains how a person can serve Hashem through this fear of punishment. V'loas Atzmo, Machmas HaPachat Shal Onish Atzmi. And not that he's serving himself because of the fear of the punishment that will happen to him. And the essence of what he's saying is such. The truth of the matter is, you know, Bimchilas quote of the author, you know, we've gone through this idea of Yiras Onish in the first section of the book. And my humble opinion, I think he did a better treatment in the first book than in this one. So when we go through this, I may have to supplement with a few lines from the first Sefer, maybe tomorrow, that adds a little bit to what he's saying over here. That's to my opinion. But you can decide for yourself. What? Maybe. I don't know. Hard for me to understand. But anyway, it's fine. But the first one speaks it out more. And I'm assuming some of us forgot it a little bit since about a year and a half ago, so we may need a little chazor there too. Anyway, let's hear what he says. L'fnei shara maskel l'avod al yiras ha'enish, l'dash esh musa ganikr gehenim. Before a person works on the idea of fear of punishment and this concept of gehenim, Hashela rishon shav lishlos asmahi, the first question you got to ask yourself when you're dealing with this topic is, mi bora es ha-gehenim? Who created gehenim? In the brackets, he says, of course, the answer is obvious, but we already explained that there's a lot of value to question and answer. Question and answer brings it out more. We're on the second line on page Kuf Samach Vav now. V'lanus is a chuva, and give the answer. HaKadosh Baruch, it's Hashem. Who's that? Shabaras HaGehenim B'Briya Soilim. On the second day of creation, Hashem created Gehenim. So Hashem made Gehenim. And you got, before you even look into Gehenim and think about Gehenim, first thing I say is, okay, who made this place? Hashem made this place. So we're already getting Hashem into the picture. V'mamshich, and he continues. Mi seref hayemes anashim Gehenim. Who is burning up the people alive in Gehenim right now as we speak? Who's doing that? It's just by itself. Hatshuva amitis v'abruhi. The true, clear answer is shezu eish shel kodesh baruch hu. This is the fire of Hashem. This is the real eish kodesh, right? Shel ritzoni yisbaruch l'rega. This is the will of Hashem at every moment of time. Hashem wills Gehenim into existence every moment. Hashem turns up the temperature in Gehenim every moment. He's doing the exact measurement of how much we barbecue there. Zohi staklus habriya alina Gehenim. This is a healthy view of Gehenim. Now, lifnei shum yisbainim ba'enshim hanayroim asim, before he reflects on the awesome punishments of lahakir be'uvda, the person has to recognize in this exercise, in this simple exercise, that even Gehenim itself, who is the punisher? It's Hashem. Here's the problem. If you're only afraid of Gehenim alone, without Hashem, he is separating himself from Hashem. And again, that would be no different than all the other things we've been talking about. When you're davening, if you're davening, you don't think of Hashem, then that's a separate service that's not connecting you to Hashem. And again, we instinctually don't want to talk about bad news. We don't want to talk about Gehenna. It's bad news. So he said, okay, we're not talking about Gehenna. We're talking about Hashem. That's the tricky part over here. Start by talking about Hashem. You know, even evil, Hashem's not separated from that. And what he emphasizes more in the first Sefer is that, you know, evil too is a way to get close to Hashem. There's nothing in this world that isn't meant to get you close to Hashem. There can't be anything in this world that isn't meant to get you close to Hashem. Even the Yetzer Hara is meant to get you close to Hashem. Everything. It's not like we got, like the Christians, God on this side and Lucifer on the other. Or whoever Mshigas is on the other side, right? They all work for the boss. There ain't nothing that doesn't work for the boss. Right? And you got it, and everything that appears to be the opposite is only something to get you closer to Hashem. That's the critical point. We can't say, well, Gehenna is a bad thing. I don't like that part of Judaism. No, that is integral to Judaism as Olam Haba is. And you ain't going Olam Haba if you don't get some of this either. Right? And it all comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the critical part. We don't want you to look at Gehenna as this independent body of pain that we just aren't interested in at all. No, this thinking of Gehenna is supposed to get you close to Hashem as well. But you got to start thinking of Hashem. So, Hatsura Miti Shal Yiras Onesh. What's the true picture of Yiras Onesh? Kvi Shabir Rav Yisrael Shurim, as Shurim explains, Zuha Kora Shemishiyanish Osi Sekarish Baruch Hu. That's the recognition that who is punishing me? It is Hashem who is punishing me. Right? Now, again, this is not going to be easy if you've skipped over the first four steps of the training program here. If you don't recognize there is a creator, and you got to recognize he's right next to you, and you got to recognize that Sashkacha Pratis, and you got to recognize it through prayer. You know, we do not suggest this as a first step on your road to Judaism. Right? But if you got the other four steps already, and he's right over here, well, if he's right over here, then he's right over there too, for sure. Right? So that's critical. It's a very hard point. You know, whenever, you know, I give these Holocaust talks and say Hashem brought the Holocaust, people just can't accept it. They just can't accept it. They go livid, right? So I've stopped doing that to earlier students. You know, the ones on the beginning of the path. I got to wait. Seasoned pros, they tell them that. You tell a secular person God made the Holocaust, they go nuts. They can't accept it, right? So okay, that's the same thing with this. We're talking about Gehenna now. Okay, this is level 5 now. Okay, we're talking about Yira, Ava, this. That. Well, we already got 4 levels under our belts. Okay, now we're in the position. So hopefully, you know, we in this room can hear this idea that Hashem is the punisher. Okay. Lacharikan, afterwards, mevinim gam shetzuras ha'anosha. And then we think and understand that the form of the punishment, hakli shal yora kadosh baruch hu manish, the tool that God uses to punish, is Gehenna. So now, where should the fear be focused on? Gehenim or Hashem? But the fear is that Hashem is the one punishing me. Zoe nekuda sapachat. That's the point. That's the fear point. Right? The fear point has to be Hashem and not Gehenim. What does he mean to say? And here's the key. Klomer, meaning to say, hapachat mipnei ha'oinesh. So the fear of the punishment isn't just remembering or mentioning the punishment. But the real fear is coming forth from the inner recognition that the one who is warning us about it and the one who come to collect the debt is the Almighty. And that's the one, and that's where the fear is emanating from. When a person remembers this point, so even at the time of reflecting on the fear of punishment, he's not separating him from Hashem. He's not separating himself from Hashem. And the fear of the punishment is the fear of Hashem and not the punishment. And that's an altogether different concept already. Why? We will see. Im kein, therefore. Lifnei nekudas atzior. Before we get into visualize and picture and even talk about it, kishana maskel lavod al yiras ha'inesh hu maskel adabrim ha'boyre elam v'melokin iskelel. So you're about to begin this work of developing the fear of punishment. You begin to talk to Hashem, and remember, I've got to use tefillah now. And how are we going to work on it? And we say the following: Rabbeinu Shalom, karasi b'divrei Chazal sheish gehenim. I've read in the words of the rabbis that there is a concept of Gehenna. Mi baras haGehenna said, who created this Gehenna? Hatoyas Baruch, you created this. Mi mechaya b'chol regas haGehenna, who gives life to Gehenna every moment? Hatoyas Baruch, you Hashem. Ribbono shel olam, ata amarta li shim chas v'shalom Yehudi choyte, ata b'chvodecho v'asch matani shoso. Hashem, you have said that if God forbid a Jew sins, you yourself will punish him. I'm afraid that you're going to punish me. Gam kenela atzma adam. If he does that, if he has that kind of prayer, gam kenela atzma adam es nekuda hischabes abori toch kedei hispanis bancho. When you do that, you acquire a connection to Hashem while you're reflecting on the punishment as well. And that's the critical point. That's a critical point. Now, he leaves out some important points over here. You know, he's leaving out, and he mentions in the other book, he says, and Hashem, do you really want to punish me? You don't really want to punish me. But you know that if I do certain averos, my averos are creating such a distance between you and me. The averos I do destroy my ability to get close to you. And you want me to be close to you, and you want to give me the pleasure of being close to me. And that's the whole reason you created me. That's the whole reason that I'm here. And if you would not have Gehenna, what would happen? I get farther and farther and farther away, and my life would be led in a purposeless way. And you love me so much, and you don't want me to hurt myself that much that I go so far away. And what would happen if there'd be no Gehenna? I would die, and then I would not get to Olam Haba. I couldn't get into Olam Haba because I piled up so much garbage in my neshama. I couldn't even enjoy the Olam Haba you want to give me. And the last thing you want to do is to give me any pain. But the greatest pain would be that we could never see each other again. So you created Gehenna to purify all my stupid mistakes. You created the treatment center to get rid of all the cancer I put into my body because I didn't care about myself. And how much pain it will give you to administer the therapy in this world, in Gehenna. So Hashem, you know what? It's better I shouldn't sin. Hashem rachmonis on you, that I don't have to give you this kind of pain, that you have to cure me. So therefore, you know what? I better not to do the other. You understand? That comes from a sweeter place than saying, oh, you're Dante's Inferno and the images of Gehenna, scary images, eternal damnation. You know, all that the Christians did, it didn't stop one Christian from sinning. Because there was no God in their picture. Right? They didn't put God. Is there a picture of God in the pictures? God administering the punishments? No. So people would run away from these punishments. Now you would hear this, right? Okay, so when you're in the church, you're shaking. Just like you see any scary movie, you shake, right? And then you walk out and say, and then 20 minutes later, okay, I did my religious thing. I'm a good Christian. I listened to how I'm going to burn in hell for an hour. Yates design. Okay, now I'll do what I want. Because who wants to think about that image? It's once a week is enough. The rest of the time, I don't want to think about it. It's not a very pleasant thing to think about. Right? But if Gehenna is run by a God who loves you and takes care of you, and he will have to punish you, if you mess yourself up. So people aren't running away from that. They're connecting to Hashem. They're seeing the love of Hashem in Gehenna. That's the point. And that's what Gehenna is supposed to bring out in us. To realize he cares about us so much that he's willing to roll up his sleeves and get dirty and do things he doesn't want to do. But he knows it's for our benefit. So maybe we should have a little rachmonis on everybody. Right? And that, he's saying is not foolproof, but that's a much more positive way of looking at Gehenna than the old-fashioned ways. It's not going to scare people away from Hashem. And you're realizing it's a loving God who's created this for you. Right? Now, of course, you got to really think about the fact that every time I do an Avera, it's a terrible thing, and it's destroying my neshama, and it's destroying who I am. And it's destroying my connection to Hashem. Now, again, you can't do this without the first four parts. If you're not on the program that you want to be close to Hashem, forget it. If being close to Hashem hasn't gotten on your radar, then this discussion I just gave you isn't going to help you either. It says, you know what? I'll be meichel on Hashem. I'll be meichel on this Gehenna. But if the most important thing for you is to get close to Hashem and you buying into that program and you believe that that is so and you understand what the power in Aveira is, and you understand that there has to be a treatment, you mamish are so thankful to know that Hashem has set up the system of getting you out of this mess. So now, if you have that already, and you have an appreciation for Hashem, you say, you know what, the least I could do is how about I shouldn't get myself in trouble to begin. And avoid all this. So that is, after all the thinking, you're still thinking about Hashem, and you're not getting away from Hashem. And that's a more positive way. So now, but with that, you still need more tefillah. Lots of tefillah. It's Kuf Samach Zayin. He says, Belili Shtamish Bekoch Atzir, if you're not going to use this power, some power of how to analyze this, this is the limited visualization. Imrot Sarim Likno says, Yiras HaOinish, if you want to acquire Yiras HaOinish, Reishal of Likro B'Morei Chazal, Shemadar Melkach. Right? A person wants to read the words of Chazal who talk about this. Benosav Lakriya, but beyond the reading, you've got to read about it. You've got to read that it exists. Right? So, but still, Yispala Kodesh Baruch Hu, you have to daven to Hashem, but you have to say the following. Ribbono Shel Olam, L'shem Ma Baras is a Gehenim. Why did you create Gehenim? Kedei Shani Afachet, that I should be afraid. Mimi Afachet, who should I be afraid from? Me Gehenim or Mimcha? From Gehenim or you? Mimcha Yisrach, I should be afraid of you. Avorayin Shel Ani Lo Margi Shani Afachet, but I don't feel that I'm afraid of you. That's my problem. I don't feel it. Intellectually, I know there's a Gehenim. I know intellectually that you created the Gehenim, and that you're the one who punishes the sinners. But the feeling of the fear of Gehenim is weak inside of me. And that fear is not strong enough to stop me from sinning, Rabbeinu Shalaiwa. So, Ana Mimcha, ask me, Hashem, please. Azor li shefched mi panecha sheta'anisheni. Help me that I should feel this fear of you punishing me. Bein ba'al mahadeinu, bein ba'al madasi. Regardless, in this world and the world to come, they help me get this fear. And that's how you go and extensively pray that you should get this feeling. So, like, for example, right? So, Chazal say, there's a Chazal, and any words of the Chazal is emes. Say, Ein Yisurim Bali Chet. There's no suffering without sin. That's the rule. Finished. So there's no question about it. There are consequences for our sinful actions. Now, how do you know that? You know that intellectually. Do you feel it? You don't feel it. And he'll talk about it, why we don't feel it. But, and therefore, we're not afraid of these consequences. It doesn't do enough for us. So we have to daven to Hashem to help us develop this fear. You have to develop this fear. Right? And he says, one more line, one more paragraph. Amnam yeshta bazen nekuda muka. There's a deep point in here. Kama lefachet. How much should you be fearing? Now, and the problem is, are you going to become neurotic from this? And that's a problem, which we'll have to leave for tomorrow. How to develop a healthy fear of Gehenim without developing the neuroses of it. And that will continue tomorrow, Mitzvah.